18강 긴 대화의 응답 1 예제 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Laura, you seem very busy these days. You rush away right after school.
Well, I'm preparing for my driver's license test, Mr. Smith.
Oh, really? When are you going to take the test?
Tomorrow, right after the midterm exam.
This is your first time taking the test, isn't it?
No, it's my second. I failed the test the first time.
A lot of people don't pass the first time. You were probably just nervous.
Yeah, I guess I was, and I needed more driving practice.
So, have you practiced a lot for the test this time?
Yes, I've practiced as much as I can, and I know why I failed last time.
1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, it's such a beautiful spring day today.
It really is. It's warm and sunny, and it's a perfect day for hiking.
Yes, it is. But it's also a perfect day to clean up our house.
Oh, come on. Let's go hiking today. We can clean up the house later.
Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today.
Okay, okay. So what do we need to do?
We need to vacuum the floors, do the laundry, clean the windows, and mow the lawn. And then there are a few more things to do.
Honey, haste makes waste. We can't do them all at once.
But I want to finish them all today.
Well, I don't think it's possible to finish them all in one day.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Judy. You look so happy today. What's up?
I got a new part-time job.
Great. Congratulations. Where are you going to work?
At a coffee shop. Do you know Angel's Coffee on King Street?
You mean the one across from the bus terminal?
Yeah. I'm going to work there as a cashier. I start next week.
What's the pay?
$10 an hour. That's not bad.
For sure. How about your working hours?
I'm just going to work on weekends. You know, I had to work during weekdays at my previous job.
Yeah, that's why you didn't get good grades last semester.
Exactly. So I decided to quit that job and look for a new one.
3번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jane, you look worried. Is something wrong?
I lost my bag. My wallet and my camera were in the bag.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I simply can't remember where I put it.
Then try to remember what you did today. Where were you just before you came here?
I was at the library checking out some books.
Did you use your library card there?
Yes, but I had the card in my pocket. I can't remember if I was carrying my bag with me there or not.
Then where were you before the library?
I was at a second-hand furniture store. I bought a table for my room.
You had to pay for the table at the store, didn't you?
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alice, do you have a minute?
Sure, Mr. Murphy.
I'd like to talk about the proposal you submitted a few days ago.
Okay. What do you think of my proposal?
I think it's really good. Your ideas for our new design are very creative.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Murphy. Do you have any other comments?
Actually, I was thinking it would look better if you changed the font color.
All right, I can easily change that.
I suggest using a darker colored font. Right now, the words are a little bit difficult to read.
Oh, I see what you mean. I'll try using dark blue.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing, Roy?
Hi, Jennifer. I'm reading the results of a career aptitude test that I took last week.
Oh, may I see it?
Of course.
Oh, it says that since you're very creative, a novelist or a movie director will fit you best.
Yeah, but I'm confused by the results.
Why is that?
You know, I really want to be a professional soccer player, even though I'm not very good at soccer now.
So, you are stuck between what you want to do and what you're good at.
Exactly. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
6번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Philip! Congratulations!
Oh, you already heard about it. Thank you, Susan.
I didn't know that you were such a talented runner.
Well, I really wanted to win the race, so I practiced day and night for it.
That's awesome. That reminds me that practice makes perfect.
Yes, it was true for me.
Then, were you the only one who was in the race from our school?
No, Daniel and Luke were also in it.
Oh, how did Daniel do? He won first place last year.
Right. Actually, he's a much faster runner than me, but he was disqualified because he had a false start.
Really? How could he make such a mistake?